here on Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis. Before we start the next Gemara, I'd like to mention I saw on the Nidrei's reason on Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph, the Gemara brought two psukim about the Indian of that Lima Torah should be Bechina. First, the Gemara brings a pasuk, Va'oisi tziva Hashem ba'isi lalamed eschem chukim u'mishpatim. Then it says, Re'ei lamati eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem alakoy. So the Ran says, the first pasuk, Ha'ikro ma'isi lashmini demoishin itztava lalamed teira liyisoyot. But this pasuk really has nothing to do with what we were interested in learning, that the Torah is to be Bechina. So the Mefarshim ask, so why did the Gemara bring this first pasuk? There's another kasha. The Ran brings down a Yerushalmi. Previous Ran brings down the Vachi Yisabi Rishalmi, the Ran Bedibra Masrolin Yen Haloche. The Rishalmi says, Yochel Af Al Mikro Vetargum Kain. Maybe by Mikro Vetargum also one has to learn Bechinam. One has to teach Bechinam. Talmud Leima Chukim Umishpatim. Chukim u'mishpotim atem alamdim bechinam vi'atem alamdim bechinam mikra v'targum. So be'emison, the Nidrei's Rizim and the Mrei Mesoda ask, so our Gemara is a pella. Our Gemara mutchitzich, what is the difference between limud mikra and medrash v'alochis? Why by limud mikra one is permitted to take schar. The Gemara has different mahalchim, al schar pisuk taimim, al schar shimur tenoikis. The Rishalmi says this, the whole din of kasher tzivani was only said by chukim and mishpotim, and not by mikra and targum. So they both say that Emerson Babli is chaylik on Yerushalmi. The Ran brought down the Yerushalmi to tell us that Al Kaponim Schabetel is Mutter, but in Emerson is the Zicha Machlekes Babli and Yerushalmi. So the Nidris Rizim says it could be that's why the Gemara brought down the first Pasuk. Re'ili Mati Eschem Chukim, the first pasuk, Va'isi Tziva Hashem Be'isi Lamed Eschem, that says also Chukim U'Mishpatim. So there, Chukim U'Mishpatim, Zicha does not only mean Chukim U'Mishpatim, Tziva Hashem Be'isi Lamed Eschem, there was a chiv to be Melamed, to Klal Yisrael Kol HaTorah Kula, Mikron Targum also. So their chukim u'mishpotim means is not only chukim u'mishpotim. The second posik that is speaking kasher tzivani, so we learn out either amamotzino or gzeirishovi, we learn out chukim u'mishpotim from the first chukim u'mishpotim. The first chukim u'mishpotim is ichel lav davke. This posik vo'isi tziva Hashem ve'isi lamed eschem. The tzivui to Moshe Rabbeinu was not only on chukim and mishpotim. The tzivui was on kol ha'Torah kula. As we learn out, that's why the Gemara brought this pasuk to learn out that kasher tzivani was also said on kol ha'Torah kula. So now we have a problem. So what is the difference of why melamdoi mikro b'schar and not And not Medrash Valochis. That's what the Nidrei's Rizim says. Now we on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Laman Da'oma Schar Pisuk Taimin. according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that one is permitted to get schar by limud mikra because of pisuk time, my time lo yomar schar shimu. Why didn't he say al schar shimu? So the Gemara answered, Kasava bonois miko boin shimu. Now we'll see in the Ram there was Pashidina Girsois here. Zakteram, Godel mi boi shimo, bitmiye, kachi agirse bemikzas nuschois. Vosi shaper, dohochi koma, stome de masnisen diktone veloyelamdenu mikro, begodelu. Es is poshib shat the Mishnah should not teach him mikro, speaking about a godel. Big diktoni say for ava malamid es bono. So Porsche the Mishnah is speaking about a godel. The mai de mishanin and la'el chsurei mechsere. That what the Gemara said before, according to Rav, that it's chsurei mechsere shnui decheki. Elevade begodel metukme. Pashtis, the Mishnah is speaking about a godel. The godel mi boi shimo. That was one girs in the Gemara. Godel mi ko boi shimo. He did not want to learn suri mechsre. The ike nuschi de garsi bois mi boi shimo. Vochi pori. Bade kol heiche de tone tane hamudara nome chaveiroi. Bein isha mashme. Chaveira is koilan isha also. Beheiche posik vetane loye lamdenu mikro. Beheide mukmis lo bekotten, speaking about a cotton. Tinach bonim ktanim de bo shimo. Bein it shimo, shlo yeitze lachutz. Avo bonais, afilu ktanis loy boi shimo, she'ein dalkon lotzeis luchutz. He says, that's the called kvuda bas melech pnima, that's the teva of an isha. But they're not yotzonis. So you don't need a shimo, a special shimo, or a shimo which involves tiche for bonais. Mitzad atzmam, they're not yotzonis. So, kolchoch, you have to say that the tam, you're not allowed to be melamda mikros because of schar pisuk time. Laman di yomar schar shimo, according to Rav, that says the tam is al schar shimo, so my time alay omar schar pisuk time. Why did he want to say the time is al schar pisuk time? Kosova, he holds pisuk tamim diraisu. He says Rav holds pisuk tamim the neginis are diraisu. And since it's a diraisu, so that is nichlal and kashel tzivani. Everything that is teure, that is mina teure, it has to be lelamdoi bechino. So memele, this is mina teure, so it also has to be bechino. Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's a darabono, the negine. The oma rav ike bar ovin oma rav chananel oma rav, so we see this is what rav holds, ma dechsiv vayikru, Vaseifa v'toyres olikim mefoyrish v'soim sechel v'yovinu b'mikro v'yikru b'seifa v'seifa toyres olikim ze mikro. That's the mikro, the posik mefoyrish ze targum. The targum explains the mikro. V'soim sechel elu hapsukim. These are the psukim, that means we have a Messiah where each pasuk ends. Vayavinu v'amikra ze pisuk taimen, which are the neginets, some emele, so it seems that all these inyonim, just like all the other inyonim, afeirish v'saim seichel, are all min ha-Torah. So v'yavinu b'amikra is also min ha-Torah, ze pisuk taimen. So that's why Rab had to say that one is only permitted to take schar al shimotinaikis. Va'omri lo, others say, v'yavinu b'amikra elu ha-Messiahs. So Taisva says, v'omru lo elu ha-Messiahs, man de islai pisuk taimim labdi yereise chakel. Rabbi Yochanan holds pisuk taimim labdi yereise, what do you do with this, what this pasuk v'yavinu b'amikra? Meforish elu ha-Messiahs chaseiras v'yaseiras. That's how Taisus learns pshat. So now we know the makor of the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is how to say pshat v'yavinu b'amikra. Is it going on pisuk taimim, so it's kishpatet so the reisa, or is it going on the Messiahs? Kesova pisuk taimim the reise, that Rav holds pisuk tam is the reise, but also little alimudam scha, the kivin the midereise nino havelay kechukim mishpotim. So this is similar to chukim mishpotim, that there's a loche of kasher tzivani. Meforish zetagum the meforish leilakro. The same sechel, elu hapsukim, nekudais hamapsikais bein posik leposik. Vikorile same sechel. Now, if we learn the Ram, the way it says, let's just say the words, we'll see, it's shishtipnish. Bekorele same sechel, shayidem odemevim mikro kefit nuas hataimim, kadam pekama de chagige, nafkimino lepsuke taimi. So the Ran is not consistent. The Ran is mixing up. We had the same sechel elo hapsukim. These are the hefsekes to know where each posik ends. And then all of a sudden he starts talking about the pisuk taimim. That's why yavinu b'amikro. So there's missing a few words. So the Shalmei Nedarim says one learns the Ran as follows: v'soim sechel elu hapsukim nekudais amafsikais bein posik leposik v'kori lohu soim sechel. And this is a Loshon of Rashi, that's where Sha'al Yodom, because of the Psukim, Yochel Lahaskel Beposik Ben Kol Posik Kaposik. So do you understand where this Posik ends and this Posik begins? So you understand this is a different Indian, each Posik is a different Indian. Now, Andu Deberamaskel, Vayavino Bamikro, Ze Pisuk Taimen. Sha'al Yideyem Odom Mavin HaMikra. Now we're explaining how this is Nichlol and Vayavinu BaMikra, that a person understands the Posik alone, Kifi Tenuas HaTaimim. Kedom HaPer Kamadach HaGiga Nafkim No LePsukei Taimim. So Mamela, that's why this is called Vayavinu BaMikra. It says in the Posik alone, how the flow of the Posik goes, that we can figure out from the Negine, from the timing. Omri lo eilu ha-Messiahs, ma shenimsa b'Messiah. Zog te Gemara weiter. Oma Rebbe Yitzrok. Mikra Seifrim, Veiter Seifrim, Okriyan Veloiksivam, Oksivam Veloikriyan, Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. Mikra Seifrim, Eretz Oretz, Shamayim Mitzrayim. And let us see the Ram. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Mikra Seifrim, Hakriye, Shemosru Lono HaRishonim, Shnikro Seifrim, Veitor Seifrim, Teivois Yiseirois, Shenichtavu, Liyapes Haloshen, Vnikrois Ito, that's like a crown, Lefi Shehen Ma'atrin Es Haloshen. Kriyon v'loik sivon, teveis anikrois v'loi nechtoveis. Ksivon v'loik kriyon, shenichtoveis v'einam nikrois. Aloche l'moyshe misinai, kach kibol moyshe b'sinai umosa l'Yisrael. Mikra soifrim, eretz oretz. So this is Alocha L'Moshe Misina. Shomayim Mitzrayim, she'af al pi she'ein behem alef, likron kilo hoysa behem. It says in the Rosh, she'ein koirin shomim mitzrim bechirik. That means, Mistama, it should have been read, that's what the Pinush HaRosh says, it should have been read, shomim mitzrim. So we have a Masaira, he says, Aloch L'Moshe Misina, he has to be shomayim mitzray. Iter seifrim, now let's go back to the Gemara. Iter seifrim, achar tavoiru, achar teilech, achar teyosef, kidmu sorim achar noigdim, tzidkoscho kaharerei keel. Now let us see the Ram. Iter soifrim, achar tavoiru, achar teilech, achar teyosef, Kidmu sorim acha noigdim. Kol hani acha miyutorin hain. It's miyuta ve'eina elo letiferes alosh. Dahavale le michtav sadu libchem v'savoiru. Tisoger shivas yomim v'sei yosef. It says, Acher te Yosef, Kidmu sorim noignim. It says, Kidmu sorim, Acher noignim. Elo shenichtavu letiferes halosh. Tzidkoscho kaharerei keel, o havel elo michtav, tzidkoscho harerei keel. Kedursiv mishpotecho, tohim rabo. Loima, and what is pshat? Tzidkos raharekel, shahohorim horomim, kloima hamalochim tzrichim letzidkas Hashem. They also need the tzidkas Hashem. Elishekosav, so, should have said tzidkos raharekel, it says kearekel, with the Tiferes Halosh. This is one Mahalach. So according to this Mahalach, it seems that Aces Ito Seifrim, this is the was Nimsar Aces, that we have these words, or these Oisiyas, with the Tiferes Halosh. Ubedivrei Meiri Reisi, the Iter Seifrim Haino, something else. Shet Koisvin Tam Mafsik Ba'acha. That means there's a psik after
ve'acha, ki heichi v'lishtame achakach. That means the reason of the psik is achakach teilech. Ve'achakach tavoiru. Sadu libchem ve'achakach tavoiru. It is a psik after the acha. Va'achakain teyosek. Afterwards, va'achakain teyos. That's it, there's a psik afterwards. Kidmu sorim, va'achakach noignim. Aces, Porsche Rashi says pshadim, or sorim means shorim. That by kriyas yamsov, first kidmu sorim means the shorim. They sang first. And afterwards, after they started singing the shira, there were klizamel that were mevasim the kol. Kid musarim v'achar kach noigne. Zitkoscho kaharerei nifsak betam kaharerei mimilas kol. There's a hefsek between kaharerei and kel. Loimer shemilas kel hafuche, that it doesn't belong there. It doesn't, there's no flow. Harerei and kel don't go together. Gavuche, in our tilums, it's very difficult. The Mincha Shaim Mutzitzich and all these things, he brings down this ran, by us, we don't have a psik between this. Anyway, but, Leimer shemilas kel hafucho, ki ilu hoiso, that is no kesher with harein kel, ki ilu hoiso bitchilas a posik. Like it wasn't the beginning of the posik, that means harei is the end, and kel goes in the beginning of the posik. Upeirish kale tzidkoscho niglis kehorim shehem gluyim. Agavuche, I'd like to say over the lashon of the Minchas Shai on this posik, ze echad min amikroi shekol rabiseinu iter soifrim, Umashe kosov haran b'shem rabbi, the milas kaharerei nifsek b'tam mi milas keil, loy nimtza kein b'svarim. In our tilims, we don't have such a mesayre. Adarabe ipche, sheyesh makif ben shtei hamilas, is a makif between harerei and keil, which is mechaber the two words together. This is what the Mincha Shai is moira. Bilmolei a hefsek, so now the Ram continues. If there wouldn't be a hefsek, so there would be a different mashmois. Hoya b'mashma acher shetelchu. Afterwards, so it's a begor an ander pshat. Acher shetavoyru. Acher sheteyosek. Now, the Mincha Shai in Seif Parshas Baloyscha is marich on this inyan, and he says this is a pella. Why is this a pella? Let us see the posik that it says by Miriam. It says, Bavia Yorik Yorik before now, lay Sikolaim Shivas Yomim, Tisoger Shivas Yomim Michutz Lamachne. So it says, Ache Teyosef. So the Ran says, it's Ache Sheteyosef. Ache Sheteyosef, Tisoger Shivas Yomim. That's what we would say. The problem is, it says, Ve Ache Teyosef. There's a vov there. So, Hatzichah does not mean that. The Ran says, I would learn Shiva Shomim Mechutzal Machna Achate Yosef. This will be Achate Yosef. So he says, no, it can't be like this. Because it says Ve'achate Yosef. This Kasha, the Mincha Shai asks, and he says, Lulei Divrei Haran, we're talking about another Achate Yosef. By Moshe Rabbeinu says Achate Yosef Alamecha. We're not talking about the Achate Yosef by Miriam, because there it says Ve'achate Yosef. We're speaking about the Achate Yosef by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kidmu Sorim Acha Hanoignim, Shahanoignim Kidmu Lahem, that after the Noignim, the Sorim came. That's how we would say. Now it says a psik is Va'acha Kidmu Sorim, first the Meshoirim sang, Acharka Hanoignim. Tzitoscho Kahorim shall kill. That's how I would say. V'kori lei iter soifrim, mishim da'atri lo le milse betam akriya. Al Kaponim, it's telling us how to be kaira. So, let us go further. So this is Alocha l'mayishim misinai. Kriyam v'loy ksivam. Now we're going to say that the words that is a kri without a ksiv. Pros de belechtoi. Let us see that on. Kriyam v'loy ksivam. Pros de belechtoi. Bishmuel hu lahoshev yodoi b'nahor pros. Then it says later, Belechtoi is pros kri veloiksiv. We don't have pros there. Ish dechasha yishal. Ish dechasha yishal ish bedvar alikim. Let us see the Ram. Ish dechasha yishal. Bishmuel namihu. This is a posik in Shmuel. Gabi achi soifu. Kashe Yishal Ish Bedvar Alekim, the Pasuk tells us the Chochma Vachisayfu, that whatever he said was just like Kashe Yishal Ish Bedvar Alekim. Ish Kri Veloiksiv. There's a Kri and not a Ksiv. Boim Divinivniso, Zokteran, Biyirmiyo, Hine Yomim Boim Liyum Hashem, V'nivne soheir, boim kri v'loi ksiv. There's no ksiv on boim. Lo de pleito. Lo de pleite, besoif yirmiye benevues bavu, yehi lo, it says pleito, not le pleito, yehi lo pleito. Law, kri, veloiksiv. So there's, the law is a kri and not a ksiv. Es, do hugate, hugat. Zakteran. Berus, this is a posik in Rus. Vayan, boyaz, vayoimelo, hugate, hugadli, Kol asher osis es chamoise, hayes kri v'leksiv. Miyu, besvorm shalonu, kri uksiv. By us it doesn't say. It says a ksiv also. Va'av b'mesoire loy mitke loy bahanoch de kriyon v'leksiv. In the non-mesoire, we also don't have it. So, that's a problem. So the Goyin is moichik this amagamor by the base of Esther who gave, who got Tevis Elam Yutorim. The Goyin on top is moichik this. Eilai de Hagoyin. Zotteran, Berus Namiyu. Vatoymer Eileho. Koil Asher Toymri Eilai Ese. Ba posik, so this Eli is a kri without a ksiv. בפוסק שאחר ותר את הגדוירים ותס כלו שציבת החמויסו וקורא לו אליי דהגוירים אף אגב דבו קרוא לכהגוירים כיוון דסמך לי בפוסק דלאחר סדס ריקוז את אליי דהגוירים אליי דהסוירים אליי דהסוירים ברוס נמי הוא. This is also a פוסק in Rus. בתיימר שייס הסעירים האלי, האלי נוסן לי, כי אומר אלי, אלי קרי ולא קסיד. So these are all the קרי without a קסיד. וקסבון ולא קרויון. Now we have פסוקים that it is written, and but it's not pronounced, it's not said. Ksivon v'lekriyon no v'yislach. B'melochim v'shtachavesi beis rimoy yislach no Hashem la'avdecho ksiv no v'lemikri. That's not the v'yislach. Zois d'hamitzvah. בסדר הסחנו, כך מוצוסי כוסוף, ולא נמצא בספורם שלונו. We don't have this, that there should be a zois that's not a kri. The zois which is there, it's the borem vovdach sachmer, there's two zoisen of there, they're both a kri naksi. Yidroich dahadoirech. Yidrech da hadoirech, so the Ran says, Beseif Yirmiyeh, it says in the Pasuk like this, Yidrech, Yidrech, hadoirech eskashtoi. Is Yidrech Sheini, the second Yidrech is Ksiv Voloikri. Yeah. Chomesh de Pas Negev, Beseif Yeches, so the Ran says, חומש תפס נגב, בסייף יחסקל, ואילו מדויסר, חומש מייס ועבאס הלופן, חומש שני כסיב ולא יקרי. אם דחי גויל, ברוס, ואתו כי אומנם, כי אם גויל הנויכי, האם כסיב ולא יקרי. ובמסיירס חושב, the מסיירס that we have, חושב קולני, וטופי עליו הכינה. מיהו לא חושב זויס דה המצווה, That's what the Ran said before. Zayis the hamitzvah, we don't have that bayis it's a kri naksiv. No elo es the hanefesh the ksiv be yirmiye gabi tzidkiyo chay Hashem es asher osa lono es hanefesh. As I says, two s's over there. We skipped over one s. But there's two S's, these two S's by Yirmiya are Ksiv Voloikri. That's Gachai Hashem S, Asher Osalonu S, Hanefesh Hazois. So these two, it is written, and there's no Kri. Oma Rav Ache Barade, Bemarove, Poskin, Lohodim, Psuke, Letloso, Psukim. ויאמר שם מוישה הנה אנכי בהלך באב האונן. So the whole posik in the Yerushalmi, they made it into three distinct psukim. The Marshon, Kedushin, is Mavaya, why they made it into three psukim. Oma Rabbi Chome Bachanine, Leihashir Moshe, Elo Mipsailoson Shaluchais. Moshe Rabbeinu became rich from the psalis of the luchas. Shenamal psol lecho shnei luchas avonim karishainim. Pseilosom shel choyehe. That there was Sanpiren, which is a very precious stone, and the Pseilis, Moshe Rabbeinu became this Asher from the Pseilis. Agavuchem, there's a Gemara in Kedushin, says in the Gemara in Kedushin, it says, V'hibitu achrei Moshe ad boyoi ho'oyelo. Rabami v'rab Yitzhak nafche. This is a Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. Chad oma l'gnai v'chad oma l'shvach. Now, what was the Gnai? The Gemara doesn't mention it. So Rashi says, Kedise, Mishim Dedova Maguna Lerotza Lefarsamo, Treye Mefurish Bemedrish Raptan Chume, Re'ei Kama Ovim Shoikov, Kama Tzavore Shomein Hakil Mishalonu. That's Pshat in the Posik, that Moshe Rabbeinu, it seems, got a little stouter, a little dust, that's our money. Mishalonu. Now, I saw in Ber Yosef Amir de Kebir. Let's first explain what the Meganim, what was Moira then. He brings down that Klal Yisrael was Nisasha from Bizus Hayam, Bizus Mitzrayim, Bizus Hayam. Moshe Rabbeinu Bechlal wasn't Isaac in these two things. By Mitzrayim, he was Isaac Batz Mishayis, and say, by Bizus Hayam also, it seems he didn't take anything. So it comes out, Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest oni of Klal Yisrael. I mean, they were millionaires from Bizus Mitzrayim, Bizus Hayam. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have anything. So they knew Klal Yisrael knew, well, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't have Parnassa. When he came down, and with the Luchashniyas, and all of a sudden there was an appeal that you have to give money for the Mishkan, making a Mishkan. Then they noticed that it's a different anhoge by Moshe Rabbeinu, so they wasn't so poor anymore. No, so what happened? So So the Meganim said, that's what happened. I mean, well, he's the one that's taking the money for the Mishkan, you know, so he takes a little and pockets a little. That's what they said. Lemaise, what Lemaise happened? He brings a medrash. Rabbi Nishlom said, Agans Klal Yisrael Ashirim, he shouldn't be a Nasho. So Psolecho, the Pseilis should be yours. So Lemaise, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Sashim of the Pseilis of the Luchas. Now, Klal Yisrael did not know this whole thing because Moshe Rabbeinu was busy being mispalo and going up and going down. But when he came down already, he had already the Ashiras of the Pseilas. That they didn't realize. So, Memela, that's Pshat in the Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin. That's what the Ber Yosef says. Oma Rabbi Yosi Berab Chanina Leinitna Teira Ela Lomoisha Lezari. Shenema Psov Lecho. And says Psov Lecho. Ma Psoi Loson Shelecho. So just like by Psov Lecho, we learn out that it means that the Psoila should belong to you. Shizav Psovon Shelecho. Umoisha Nodbo Toivas Ayin. V'not v'nisna liYisrael. V'ol avakos v'oyma toiv ayin hu yevoyach. Let us see the Ran. So the Rabbi Yisib Avchanina said that we learn aksav l'cho from psol l'cho. Frek the Gemara Mosiv Rav Chisde. It says, "Va'oisi tziva Hashem be'isehi l'lamed eschem." So it seems Torah was given "Oisi tziva Hashem be'isehi l'lamed eschem." So the answer is not Va'oisa Tziva. Rabbi Yishlom told me the Torah. Va'ani locha. Re'ei limatei eschem chukim u'mishpotem kasha tzivani Hashem olakoi. So va'isa is the limatei. Na'oisa Tziva. Va'ani locha. Like the Gemara's Melo, we are being misunderstood the psukim, which is shtip. Like the Gemara, va'ata kisvu lochem es ashira hazais. So here we see already kisvu lochem. This is already for Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, ashira lechuda. No, you're right. The shira was given to Klal Yisrael. Abo Torah was already given to Moshe Rabbeinu. L'man tiyali ashira hazois la'eid bevnei Yisrael. So what's the kasha? So the Ran says that the kasha is that if God's Torah was not given to Klal Yisrael, what kind of an aid is the shira? L'man tiyali ashira hazois la'eid bevnei Yisrael. The Masham, which it says, what's the problem? It says enough in the Shira. It says Peronius and those. About let's go for it. The Elo Pilpulo Baalme. That's what we said, that the Ksav Lecho, the Pilpul of Torah. What does Rashi say? Mosiv Rav Chisda, Dra. Mosav Rav Chisda, Va'oisi Tziva Hashem Be'isi, Alme Da Hashem Tzivo L'Lami Des Yisrael, Va'kinan, Va'ani Lochem, Va'kohi Koma, Va'oisi Tziva Hashem Be'isi, V'ni Nasati Eslibi L'Lami Tiyu Chukim HaMishpot, Manti Eli Ashir HaZois Lai, V'ishir HaLevad Koma, Ma'is HaDusi, Ke there's not enough Eidus in the Shir HaLom. Pilpulo Ba'almo, Noson Loi, Lemoshe, v'nog boi teves ayin liYisrael. So the Rosh says over here, pilpula ba'alme, havone v'charifes, v'haynu k'savon shalcho. Now we have to go back to the pasuk k'sav lecho, ki kol ha'chochme. Va'aseichel remuzim b'ksav ha'toire b'tzureis ha'oisiyes. So that's pshat in the ksav lecho, there's a besundere chochmas ha'pilpul, and that's remuzim in the ksav, and that was given b'tzureis ha'oisiyes. And that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Being from the Chido, is a kasha, so it seems there's no chiyuv of pilpul. The chiyuv of pilpul was given, inyan of pilpul was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was a teivayin yivayrach. So yes, Chazal asks us, pilpalto bechochmo. That's one of the things that a person is shoyl alosid lovoy. This is a chiyuv of pilpul. So the chida answers the two types of pilpul. For example, we know that min haKabbalah, the Rambam says this in Bagdomet, the Pirush HaMishnah is on Zroim. The Gemara says, it says Pri Eitz Hodor. How do you know that Pri Eitz Hodor is an Asrik? So the more brings rayas, tameitze, priyeshove, different rechoches, that priyetzoder is an esrik. So he says, so the Rambam says that we know the Kabbalah, the minuz a Kabbalah, everyone knew that it's an esrik. From Moshe Rabbeinu, they took esroigim each year. No, the Gemara wants to be mefalpo, but how do you see, I'm not, the pilpul in the Gemara is not to figure out what mean you take. We know that a priyetzoder is an esri, but how is it mulchach in the Torah that priyetzoder means an esri? This pilpul was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That means this is a pilpul that is not necessary to be mevayir the halacha, because the halacha we know that priyetzoder is an esrig, but this is a pilpul to show how everything is leka midi de loyre mise biyereise. That this pilpul was nitten l'moshe Rabbeinu. But if there's a suffix in din, and we don't know what the din is, and we have to be mevara the halacha os chiyuve ramya al kol yisol lefalpo. Lamantis bara aloche, bal pilpeze shaylem pilpalto bechoch. That's how what the Chiddo says. And, like the Gemara says that Peshas Meshabena was niftas, nishtakech kam alochis when Yeshua and Aspil ben Knaz is, hirzeroisem bipulpulo. That was a pilpul, that's a pilpul chiyuvi, to be mevara alochis, that's a chiv on everyone to be mefalpul. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Yochanan Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Shchinosoi Ela Al Gibor V'Yosher V'Chochom V'Onov V'Kulo M'Moshe Gibor D'Chsiv V'Yifreis Es Ha'Oyel Al HaMishkon V'Omar Mar Moshe Rabbeinu Posek. Moshe Rabbeinu was Poiris the oil on the Mishkon himself, V'Yifreis. So, he must have been a very tall person. If he could spread out the oil over the kloshim, he must have been very tall. So the Gemara understood, so Mestama, if you have a tall person, Mestama is a gibber. Frag the Gemara, what's the raya? Eimo da orich v'kotten. Maybe he was taka tall, he was a very tall person. But he was schwach. Where do you see he was a gibber from this? Ela mihodinko, d'chsive espois bishnei aluchais, ba'ashlichem ma'alshtei yodai, ba'shabre. And he held the luchais bishtei yodav to break them, b'sanya aluchais ol konshisha, v'roch bonshisha, v'ovyon shloisha. So memele, so it was a big kunst to break these luches. Salkochoch, then he did it through the hashloche. Vashlichem yashayodi vashabre. So Zaraya, he was a gibber. Osher psolochoch, psolochoch. Psoiloson shelchoye. Chochom, ravishmu da omri tavayu. Chamishim sharibine nivru ba'olam v'kulam nitnu l'moshe choser achas shenema v'teschei mi'at melikim onav d'chsiv ish moshe onav miyot. Let us see the ram first. Uchsiv esar ames oirech hakerish alma moshe gavoy esar ames hoy. The kivin shoya godul kolkach istama gibehoya. So the Mor says it's no raya orich vekotten, orich bekoime vekotten bekoyach. Chutz me achas yidis Hashem yisboch alamitose kedosibat chasreyu naat me elikim. I'd like to just mention two inyonim. The number one, the Ramban and the Hagdome. The Torah, he says, pshat in this Gemara. He says as follows. Kva'omo rabiseinu chamishim sharibine nivro bo'ilom. This is the Rabban and the Psiche. Bekula nimsu lomoy shechutz meyachot shem v'chaschayu ma'at ve'olikim. ואמרו כי בבריאס העולם 50 שערים של בינו, אמרו, כאילו נעימה, שיהיו בבריאס המחצור שער בינו אחד. That means in the minerals that are found, or the metals that are found in the earth, shal bina echot, bekoichoi, v'teodoisov, of this nivra, u'bebriyas tzemach ha'adomo, d'tzmochim, shal bina echot, understand everything which is called in the tzmochim. ובבריאס הילוניש שער אחד, ובבריאס החייש שער אחד, ובבריאס האופי שער אחד, וכן בבריאס השרוצם, ובריאס הדוגים, ויעל זה לבריאס בעלי נפש המדברס, that to understand a person, שיש בוינן סויד הנפש, וידע מהוסו, וכייחו בהיכולו יגיע למה שאמרו. So if a person has a complete understanding of what an Odom is, so then gonav Odom yedeya makir boy. If you understand a person completely, so if he stole, you'll be able to recognize this. Noyef Odom yedeya makir boy. Nechshed al hanida yedeya makiboy. Gedeila mikulam shemakib b'chol balei kshofim. We see kshofim shemakrishim pamalya shal mailo. So this is a koyach that was put over the teva. U'mishom yale legalgalim u'lishamayim u'tzveim. Ki b'chol echod mehem shal chochma echod. Shaloike chachmosi shal chabere. Umisporom, in all the shiorim, umikubolahem, shahim nun, chutz meyecho, beefshe shiya sharaze, biyadiyas haboiri isborech, shaloi nimsal lenivro. That means yadiyas haboiri, that's one shah that wasn't nimsal lenivro. Baltistakel ba'amorem, Nivru boilom, nun sha'orim nivru, the mentes were nivrotake, when the Rebbein Shem created the world, so the sha'orim abine, to understand the complete hekev of all these nivroim. Ki al horoiv yedaber, he's speaking by mentes, v'ashar ha'echod loy nivro. But the sha'or nun, to be massing the Rebbein Shalom, that's not a shah that was nivra. That's one nekuda. One more nekuda I'd like to say is a droshes haram. The droshes haram stolz on this gemara. The gemara says that ein kadosh baruch hu mashrish chinosoi only on a gibur, an osher, a chocham, an onov. So he says, no, Anonov, you understand that. A chocham also, I mean, we understand Nevuah is a dveikis to the Rebbein Shalom, so there has to be some type of a kesha that mazayim a chocham oichet, but a cheshrei me'at melekim, or b'lai an osher, b'lai a gibber. So b'emesin, the Rambam says, in Shmayne Prokim, in Yad HaChazok, the Rambam says, Gibber means Kaivishes Yitzroi, and Osher means Mistapik Eizo Osher Samech Bechelkoi. That's how the Rambam learns. No, but the Ram asks, but from the Gemara it doesn't seem like that. Gibber Minolon, Osher Minolon, the Gemara seems to say that you need a grobe Gibber, a grobe Osher. So why is this necessary? So the Ran says a gewaldike yisoy that the purpose of a Navi was an ambassador from the Rebbein Shloim to Klal Yisrael. That was the tachlis of a Navi. The Sheirish of Navi Rashi brings down the Shemois That means a Novi is an orator, a speaker that is giving over the Rotzen Hashem to the Hamainan. That's the taich of a Novi. So he says, if a speaker has to be respected, he says, his words will only be niskabel if he's respected by the Hamoin. Other people respect wealth. Other people respect Chochmeh. Other people respect Gevura. Then they'll listen to what he's saying. So since that is the tachlis of a Novi, to be the ambassador of the Rebbeinu Shem to Klal Yisrael, that's why it is necessary that a Novi should possess these milas, chotshefilu, these gashmistik and milas, but they're very important. And Bemison, we see the same rayon that the wife of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they wanted to make him Nasi. So he asked her, should he become a Nasi? So she told them, they won't have respect for you because you don't have white hair. So the Rebbeinu Shel made a Nes. So we see on Moira de Kizach that Zit Geret Zim Zach. It's the same Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but people will not respect him without white hair. He has white hair, he'll be respected. So Memele, so there are Chitzainistik and Milas that are necessary that a person should have in order that what he is saying should be niskabel by the Hamoim. Gavuche Dachsam Seifel says the Iker is Anove. That's the Iker. But if a person is not a Gibor, not a Chocham, not a Nosha, he's a Nonem, that's no Kunz. The Kunz is to be a Gibor, a Nosha, and a Choch, and to be a Nonem. So then he'll be Zeichet and Nevuah. I would like to correct the posuk is kidmu shorim acha noidne.